This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So, remind me tomorrow morning, I know we're kind of late, that there's been an independent counsel about the voting for the floats.
Oh, really?
And word on the street is they are seeing the same phone number for somebody else. I won't say
no
who.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see this story on Fox 31
something? I did.
So it made news?
It made news.
Big deal, huh?
That the independent counsel is like, huh, that's a lot of the same phone numbers for the person that allegedly
no
won.
No kidding. So wow, I can't wait to hear about that.
Might be revoked.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, but when you see the same phone number, I mean...
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have proof of that yet.
Just
wait till the initial investigation's over with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. Exactly.
And we'll just wait for the feedback from the committee and see where we stand.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for my kid. This is such a bummer for him. And he didn't even realize it really until today. So he was planning his whole spring break, right, with his buddies. Oh, my God. He's a week off because it's California. He doesn't come back until this Friday. All his friends are going back home on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
They're all going back to Montana, CU, all the CSU, everybody.
That's the thing about college.
All of his friends that are here are on a different spring break than his college out in California.
Like, it literally was him going, I can't believe I have to hang out with you and Dad the whole week.
So, they're literally passing each other.
Exactly.
As they go back to school.
Yeah, they're going to get to hang out Saturday. That's it. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. It's part of growing up, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is.
Sure is. Just a part of life, Jamie.
There's youngins these days. Yep, we're sure is part of growing up.
It is. Part of life, folks. It's part of life.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, you guys, what's wrong with Britney Spears?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. I mean, I can't even describe it. It's so bad.
To me, it feels intentional.
It does?
It does. It does. Okay. It feels intentional to me.
Because she's spinning around again. You know how she always is in her like bikini, and she's spinning in circles again. But this time, she looks like her eyes are like really dilated. And I don't know, she looks like a demon. She's spinning around, and she keeps smacking her butt, and her butt is bright red.
Yeah, and her hair is all down in her face like she's crazy.
It does look like she's crazy.
That's why it seems so intentional.
And then she flips off the cameras, and then she sticks out her tongue like, ah.
But the thing I'm worried about the most is all of these videos are taking place by a lit fireplace.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, it's summer? Wait, I don't know.
What? Yeah, like, so what? all the videos...
It's been raining.
It's winter.
No, like, what are you guys talking about?
Are you talking about?
The fireplace.
Better answer.
What do you mean? You're afraid she's going to catch on fire?
Yeah, you're afraid she's going to fall
Yeah.
into the fireplace?
But she's doing it right Like the fireplace
confused.
Is going.
I'm sorry, I was so confused.
No, I was
like,
scared.
Wait, it's hot.
And I haven't even noticed the fireplace.
Really?
No, I'm watching her.
Well, he's looking at her hoo ha.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I'm looking
well,
at
you
her.
Know Carson won't look at boobs.
Yeah, I look at boobs.
He looks at the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Look at that fireplace, man. Look at it.
Let me see.
Carson,
look at
it's not that apparent in that video.
Well, when
it's
you don't like women, it is.
It's in the background.
All right, look at this one. She's opening the gates to the fireplace. Look at that.
All right.
Yeah. She's going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
I'm worried
He's
about
working
her safety.
For safety. That actually turned out to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a safety hazard, man.
Yeah.
Part of growing up.
Yeah. You got to learn to shut the fireplace off.
Hey, I got a kid now. This is the thing I think about now, all right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. Carson and I were talking about this yesterday. It's so weird when you have a kid, everything that you worry about, right? Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, my God, the soil will kill my child.
Everything. Like, wait, what is that cracker have in it?
I know. And with that yucca app. Oh, man. Don't ever... the Yucca app, by the way, that I talk about is free. Don't buy the service. It's called Yucca, Y-U-K-A, and it's an app, and you can scan the barcode of anything. Never, ever scan Funyuns.
Yeah.
Or Peeps.
I just scanned Peeps the other day.
You
Woo!
Did?
Woo, man. No wonder why I'm so messed up now.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff, I don't even know if they could call Funyuns food.
No.
I saw a list of foods yesterday, pictures. Peeps is on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Funyuns is, too. Yep. I mean, literally, I wonder if it's even food.
I didn't see Funyuns, but I did see Peeps.
What is it?
Yeah. And I saw Captain Crunch.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
Captain
me.
Crunch, big time.
Do you guys ever eat Funyuns and finally your tongue is burned out? You're like,
My wife loves I can't stand them.
You can?
No, I don't like them.
My kid gets so mad at me if I eat them. He's like, those are deadly. Yeah. I'm like, they're so good, though. And then your tongue gets so, burned from the fun. Anyway. All right. Man, I'm hot. All right. So Britney Spears, very odd video. Really weird. Happy Gilmore 2 has been announced. What date it's coming out? And it's coming out on the 25th of June, right? July. So the 25th of July. And Happy Gilmore 2 is going straight to Netflix, which is kind of interesting. I thought it'd be in movie theaters. But here's the trailer for it.
Arnold. Jacko. Tiger. SpongeBob? What is that?
Him.
What's with the beaver teeth? I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
Anyway, you get the point. And so it's a lot of visual. But he runs up and hits the ball just like Happy Gilmore does. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've tried it
everybody
a few times.
Does, right?
Yeah, I think everybody. Yeah, if you play golf, you've tried it.
Yeah, everybody's like,
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is. It's a running start.
Yeah.
But anyway, so people are really excited about that. I'm going to miss Bob Barker.
I know.
Yeah. I wish they'd do like maybe AI in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have an old scene like on a TV plan or something, you know, you call it homage?
Yeah.
Homage to Bob. The huge story, of course, sorry, I should have led with this one, is the Tracy Morgan story. So last night he was at a Knicks game. He was on the courtside, right? He was sitting courtside, which is always, if you've ever sat courtside, it is terrifying in the first place because you're so worried you're going to knock over your beer with your foot and ruin everything that you're like, I don't even want to be here because it's so uncomfortable. And he was courtside, but it was even worse for him. He did not knock over a beer with his foot. He instead projectile vomited like 8 times.
Man.
It was bad.
It's nasty.
It's all really over the bad. Court.
And I did see where TMZ this morning has posted that it was truly a medical situation.
Yeah.
That he had on his hands there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything to do with food or drink.
Yeah, because it almost looked like it was food poisoning, the way it was so violent.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that some people thought he was overserved, or he ate something that wasn't didn't agree with him. But they're saying it's medical, no doubt.
So he's had some medical issues. In 2010, he had a kidney transplant, which I did not even know. And in 2014, he almost died in that car accident with the Walmart semi-truck. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. It actually affected his brain. He had some brain issues, and he also has diabetes, you know. I mean,
well, they didn't think he'd ever perform again.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because of the brain injury.
So he was wheeled off in a wheelchair, and I just felt bad for him because everybody, you know, everybody, there's a hush over the crowd, and he's just vomiting. Oh, what are you seeing there, Schmidel? What do you got?
So he actually posted on Instagram this morning. It says, "Thank you for all your concern. I'm doing okay now, and doctors say it was food poisoning.
Oh.
I appreciate my MSG family for taking such good care of me, and I need to shout out the crew that had cleaned it up." And that was 28 minutes ago.
Okay.
Food poisoning?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was food poisoning. The way it was so violent.
Really?
And it was a lot. It was everything.
Yeah.
So it's something he ate at Madison Square Garden?
That's what he says on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he's not calling out Madison Square Garden. He might have had pre-dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just says food poisoning. Yeah. It doesn't specifically say that it's from them.
Yeah.
Poor guy, though.
I thought it took a little bit longer than that, but maybe not.
Well, it could have been earlier in the day, even breakfast
or
something.
Yeah, that's true. And he had some shellfish. Yeah.
Maybe he went to a Waffle House early.
That place.
That morning.
That I don't know why you love the Waffle House.
And how are they, how is it still open?
I don't know.
There's one on Broadway.
Because they're delicious.
No one's ever in there.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Why are you hating on the Waffle House?
It's horrible.
It didn't mean anything to you.
It's terrible.
I know you used to be a prime chef there.
Oh, and the one that's on Broadway gets packed.
At 2 in the morning. After the bars let out.
With drunk people that don't know what they're eating.
Right.
Everywhere is packed at 2 in the morning, baby.
It does well. It does very well.
I don't know. I went to it one time because you told me to go.
Yep.
We walked out. We were disappointed in you as a human.
Oh. Well, to each his own, guys. But I like that.
I was like, whoa. And they just have that fridge right behind them. They just keep grabbing crap out of the fridge. I'm like, what? What? That is nuts. That's your only kitchen? Right here.
Why are you guys hating on the waffle?
But I will say, you know, one thing that I did like and appreciate is they cook it, at least the one I went to, right in front of you, which tells me, like, they're not scratching their butts. And
Yeah.
So that, that I appreciate. I was like, well, at least
those
I know.
Those chefs are talented.
They are.
They can
really make a scrambled egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's
bacon.
Business.
Oh, sausage.
Bacon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toast.
Oh, my God.
never mess up toast.
By the way, can we just talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
Have y'all noticed, like, these breakfast deals they have going on and stuff, like at Denny's and all these places, they never add any kind of bread. And then if you want toast, it's like $4. Just to make it's like you get the 2 eggs, you get the bacon, you get a short stack or whatever, and it's $5.95 or whatever. And then you want, you know, I do. I want toast, $4.95 extra.
You know where they don't do that?
Where?
Waffle House. Comes
really?
With a meal.
It does. Toast comes with the meal? I don't remember.
Well,
that.
It did in 1988.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. So I don't know about today.
Right. But back then.
Yeah, back then.
Good old days.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Jamie, I also suffer from fried Funyun tongue.
Ooh.
Fried Funyun
tongue. Yeah, the FFTs. I get them all the time.
Those Funyuns are nasty. They are nasty.
They're deliciously horrible.
They're terrible. No. My wife loves them. Frog loves them. We buy them. Every time I go to the store, I get Funyuns. I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't ever eat them. I don't really care for them. But, man, they eat them. But they got to be really bad for you.
I'm trying to Funyun. How do you?
Oh, look here. You got to get the hash browns all the way at the Waffle House. Man.
Let's see here. Rich cornmeal, vegetable oil, salt, and flavoring. That's it? Cornmeal.
Cornmeal?
Yeah, cornmeal, vegetable oil, salt, and some flavor. Oof. Oh, wait, don't forget about the monosodium glutamate.
That's what puts it over the top.
I started to say, that can't be all.
Or the gum arabic. What is that like? Saudi Arabia.
That's what keeps all the cornmeal together.
Oh, okay. Why is it Arabic? It was crazy. I don't remember being over there, and there I'm like, hey, you got your gum? I'm like, no, sorry. Anyway, and then a bunch of other stuff. But there's not any food in this except for cornmeal or whatever.
There's no onion.
No, it's just
there's
bizarre.
No real onion.
No, you're right, but they're Funyuns. Mm. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
It is the BJ.
I want one.
Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday, 63 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can get us on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. And the podcast, anything you miss in the program today will be there probably about an hour or so. So, go check it out if you get a chance. Now, you're talking about off air. You're saying that you're very hungry today.
I'm starving. We're just talking about Funyuns.
I'm about to make it worse for you.
Why?
Today. Uh-huh. Is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe, slop, slop, sloppy Joe.
I know your son.
It comes with a song.
Ralphie loves Sloppy Joe's.
I love Sloppy Joe. Who doesn't love Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah, that's great.
Who in town serves a good Sloppy Joe?
Jamie White.
No, I'm talking about a restaurant.
I get the bold and spicy mix.
Yeah, I like mine at home, too. I do.
And I put the buns in a paper towel, a little damp paper towel, and heat them up, kind of steam them.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Those are good, too. Those are good. But I never see a Sloppy Joe on a menu.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Do you?
No,
anybody serve? Maybe we should open up a place called Sloppy Joe's.
That is a great idea.
You and I.
What will we sell? Sorry. It's just kind of a dumb idea, really.
All right, never mind.
I'm just saying, I wish, though, that they put more chunks in the bold and spicy. The green pepper, the red pepper, they just don't put enough.
Oh, yeah.
There's a place called Joe Mama's in Wheat Ridge.
Joe Mama is so fat that when she wears high heels, she strikes oil.
Joe Mama's?
Yeah, Joe Mama's, and apparently they have some pretty good Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
That's the only one I got.
All right.
She wears high heels, she strikes oil, you get it?
Are you okay?
No, that's the only Joe Mama joke I got.
Joe Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a ton of Joe Mama jokes.
I know, that's the only one I can tell you.
Something about the Titanic, something when it sinks.
Joe Mama's so stupid, she plays, or so fat, she plays pool with the nine planets.
That's not even funny.
No. Joe Mama's so fat, she plays pool with the nine planets. You've never heard that one?
Mm. I can't even picture it.
No, it didn't really
I will be right back.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice Alice 105.9 The Beach, a Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, man, the clock is ticking. A March Madness. Get your brackets done.
Yes, you got to get your brackets. I'm doing it right now. Yeah. So BJ's in it.
I'm in it.
Carson's in it.
Yep.
I'm in it. Schmidel, do you
Schmidel,
want it?
Schmidel, you're in?
Yeah, I'm down.
It's $20.
Okay. Yeah, send me a link.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Man. I feel like I'm like kind of dirty because I'm like organizing all this.
Yeah. You're
stuff.
Like a bookie.
I know. Maybe that's what I was trying to
yeah,
say.
You're
yeah,
you're a bookie.
Yeah. Also, just a reminder, now that St. Patrick's Day is over, everybody can go down to their nationality. Because remember, we were all the potatoes.
Yeah.
We're
all Ireland. Irish, baby.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm still Native American.
Yeah? You on St. Patrick's yeah. Day, you're still that?
No, I still celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I don't change my heritage.
May 5th, I become Hispanic. It's weird. I become Mexican, actually.
You do?
Yeah. On May 5th.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
And I'm like, ay. You know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Man,
it's weird because it is true when we have these weird, you know, like nationality kind of things, yeah. Irish, you know, you do become like all of a sudden you start talking weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird. Sorry, Irish people.
I did see, though, some of those bars in Ireland. Man, were they packed.
Dublin
they
get crazy was
crazy over
yeah.
there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then some guy went through the airport all. I feel like they drink a lot. I mean, they start at like 6 a.m. and just keep going, don't
yep.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go hard.
Ooh, they do. Man. Look at Pete. I mean, yeah. And they don't even stop right. that day. They go forever.
Couple of things. First of all, the astronauts are coming home today. If you want to watch that, 3:55 or something like that.
3:57
This afternoon, if you want to catch that and see
awesome.
How they're doing, old Butch and Shanae, they're on their way. So we'll see what happens there. And the last thing we have to do before we get out of here is
he's the only one that thinks you're funny. It's every day.
Who?
It's Schmidel. Just every day, he's the only one that chuckles.
Thank you, Schmidel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're well, you're bug. A funny guy, dude. You're a funny guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Hysterical. You
deserve fun guy. A fun
yeah.
guy.
Yeah,
fun
he's
guy.
A fun guy.
Fun guy.
Like a mushroom.
And don't forget.
The
we have tickets.
Basketball game you're Woo! Ever going to see in your entire lifetime. Woo! Oh, the drama, the suspense.
Is there a way to bet on this one?
It's
your time. Why didn't you laugh?
You're the bookie.
Well, I was trying to think, like, could you actually bet on that? You'd make a lot of money. Yeah. Because the Globetrotters always win.
You two should do your own show.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
All right, here's the deal. Harlem Globetrotters, right? They're going to be here April 3rd at Ball Arena. And you can be caller 19 to win a family four-pack, which all the kids love this, right? 303-22 Alice, good luck.
That's pretty easy.
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, we are out of here. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Going to be around 63 degrees. Maybe a slight chance of some... I don't know, flurries or maybe even like a trace of snow for tomorrow. But we'll worry about that tomorrow. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
well,
to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.